A startup Mizogi. Hey, we're trying something a little new today. Think of it like an amuse-bouche, a little palate cleanser before the longer episode, the fried calamari before the main course at your favorite seafood restaurant, which in this case is called Silence of the Clams. Was that intro and frankly this whole episode just so that I could use that pun? You'll never know. Anyway, every Sunday for the past couple of years, I've sent an email to mostly Tacklebox members in a newsletter called No Whisper Ideas. It's a shorter post with something that's been on my mind, almost always spurred by meetings with Tacklebox members from the previous week. Every couple of weeks, there are elaborate stick figure drawings to try and make the point, and I really like doing those. As I read through the responses to the newsletter that went out this past Sunday, I realized the massive chasm between the number of podcast subscribers and the number of newsletter ones. And I thought, hey, maybe the folks who listen to the pod would be interested in this too. Not going to hurt anyone. It's still free. So I'll try this out, maybe for a few weeks. If you'd prefer these in your inbox, you can always head to gettacklebox.com/articles and sign up. And obviously the ones with the stick figures probably won't become podcast episodes. If you like these, let me know. If you hate them, let me know. Ideally in an email to team@gettacklebox.com and not as a one-star review. Maybe a five-star review with a backhanded compliment about how you love the normal ones, but these are a bit too much, like that time you ordered paella just for yourself at Silence of the Clams. Okay, here it is. A startup Mizogi from the No Whisper Ideas newsletter for Sunday, April 27th, 2025. Back in 2023, a friend and I were scheduled to do the North Fork Century, a 100-mile bike ride that meanders through the North Fork of Long Island. Two nights before the race, we stared at a weather forecast that called for, quote, 2 inches of rain and gusts of wind up to 45 miles per hour. The race, famously, has no refunds and is never canceled. An email from the organizer told us that it'd be, quote, pissing rain out of a garden hose, which, while the words made no sense, got the point across. I was hitting send on my, this is just too much, maybe next year text to my friend when he beat me to it. Nice, he said. This is shaping up to be a Mizogi. A Mizogi challenge. I won't pretend to have any insight into the actual background of Mizogi. Wikipedia and a few articles tell me it's a Japanese practice of purification. People would, maybe do, take yearly pilgrimages to waterfalls, lakes, and rivers and dunk themselves in. It's a reset chock full of rituals and spiritual components, and I couldn't love the sentiment more. This idea was, apparently, co-opted by Jesse Itzler, a guy who I also won't pretend to know a single thing about, into something called the Mizogi Challenge. The idea is to do one extremely challenging thing each year, something that gives your year a visible dent, like a boulder dropping onto the hood of an old Cadillac. As I rode through torrential wind and rain around mile 80, the power of the Mizogi settled in. This ride was so hard, so unique, so out of the ordinary, and it required so much training that it would define my year. It set the tone and be the headliner. I'd look back in 10 years and say, oh, 2023, that was the year we did that 100-mile bike ride in a tropical storm. A Mizogi is yearly proof that you can do hard things, maybe the most important thing to remind yourself of. For months after that ride, I had a little extra juice. I'd ridden 100 miles in the rain. Surely I could cold email my favorite 20 authors to see if they'd chat with me about writing a novel or wake up at 5 a.m. for a month to get started on that novel. And it had me brainstorming for my next Mizogi. A good Mizogi is a singular event that requires planning, training, the support of people around you, and an enormous amount of mental toughness. Physical challenges are the obvious ones. A marathon is 5 months of life-shaping training leading up to a singular event. But Mizogis outside of physical challenges, say in the startup world, are harder to find, but just as useful. Startup Mizogis. A good Mizogi is a blend of willpower and the inability for you to back out. I guess I could have technically stopped riding on mile 25, but it was unlikely once I started. So to find your startup Mizogi, you've got to work backwards from a thing you can't get out of once you've committed to it. You need to put yourself on the hook. Maybe you'll spend an uncomfortable amount of money on a booth at a conference in 5 months where tons of customers are going to be, then commit to having something specific at that booth, a certain type of demo, say, that'll be irresistible to your SOM. If you're selling to colleges, maybe you go on a 30-day tour of the East Coast where you hit 3 colleges a day and you try to sell to them, and spend 2 months before that sorting out the logistics and building the assets you need for it. If you're making probiotic muffins, maybe you rent a slot at the farmer's market for the season. Startups are a mental slog. There's a lot of repetitive work that usually leads to results that are 30% positive, 30% negative, 40% unsure, and our brains just don't know what to do with that. And if you just keep that pattern, do stuff, get a mixed result, it's easy to lose the plot and get discouraged. Your startup will become a living, breathing set of moving goalposts. And most importantly, your progress will look exactly like everyone else's, a disaster in a world that is defined by contrast. A good Mizogi will help you do the opposite. It'll be a firm thing that you're building towards. It'll make you nervous and excited. It'll feel completely different, and it'll color your year. It'll separate you from competition, and it'll be portable. When people ask how things are going, the scariest question an entrepreneur can get, you'll have an impressive answer. Actually, we're in sprint mode building towards the farmers markets, you'll say. And they'll nod and make a sound like, When you look back in 10 years, you'll say, oh, right, that was the year that we did whatever. Can you believe that we did that? That last sentence, can you believe that we did that, is what life is all about. And we can orchestrate it. We don't have to leave it to luck. So what could your Mizogi be? And as a bonus, I collect life Mizogis. Please email team@gettacklebox.com with any you've got, or if you're one of those people who post things like this to LinkedIn, go ahead, do your thing, and tag me. I'd love to see what people say. Here is my running incomplete list. 9 months of bi-weekly Italian lessons leading up to a three-week immersion in Sicily. Invite friends over for a piano concert where I play 6 new songs. Live abroad with young kids for a year. This one's more of a life Mizogi. Publish a book, hike a section of the Appalachian Trail, plan a dinner for friends where I cook something extremely complex, volunteer abroad for a month, build a barn in my backyard by hand, and finally, bike a section of the Tour de France. That's my list. I'd love to hear yours. And that was the Whisper Ideas post. As I said, we'll try these out for a bit and see how they fit. If not, we'll dump them and try something else. Let me know what you think. And as always, if you want to join Tacklebox, head to gettacklebox.com and sign up. We've got a free trial now. Have a great, well, I guess next couple of days until the longer episode. And here is some smooth jazz for your trouble.